بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected scholars, respected audience, gentlemen and ladies, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I do apologize and I ask permission from the respected scholars that I stand before the crowd in their presence. Insha'Allah, we shall take the chance tonight to expound, to pursue and continue what we have started in the nights that passed. So far we have talked about the intention. When we do the actions, when we do anything, the importance of the intention. And then yesterday we talked more about the importance in this action called fasting. There is not only an intention in it, but there is a goal. When you start a business, your goal is to do what? Is to just give your matters away? No, but to get profits. Else you will not be in business. So to fast, the goal of fasting is to reach a state called taqwa. We defined taqwa yesterday. Because taqwa is so important, we're going to spend tonight on it again, inshallah. And then in the later night, we'll see how the application of taqwa is. The entire لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that we may reach that state. When we read the Qur'an, we need to approach the Qur'an in a manner that we're planning to learn. See, many people, when they read the Qur'an, they have an idea in their minds. You've seen sometimes a person comes to the scholar and he has an idea. He tells him, Mawlana, I think you should do the following. Mawlana says, but this is not right. He goes, no, it has to be right. It is right. It has to be religious. It has to be Islamically right. Mawlana says, but Allah doesn't say that. How can I change that? We come with our ideas and we try to make them Islamic. What do you want us to do? A lot of us might go to schools and see, talk about, for example, about how where in the Quran can I find it applying to my people? When it has to be the opposite. I go to the Quran and tell them, Quran, what do you tell me about? What do you tell me about this world? You hold the Quran. Because we cannot just tell each other, here's what we have to do. Taqwa has to be done and that's it. We need to explain. When you're educating yourself, when you're going to school, if you have a teacher, the teacher might tell you,
later on, Not because we were told to pray, because there is benefit out of it. And Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created all of us, He made a way.
I do nothing. What are you doing? I am a muttaqi. I am a pious man. I want to be a pious man. Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. One time he entered the mosque and he saw this man praying. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma salli. He's praying. Then he left. Then he came back. He still saw this man praying. Next day he came and he saw the man is still there praying. And he saw his brother bringing him food. He told him, what is happening? He told him, my brother left this world and took the mosque as a place to do nothing but worship. He goes, and who takes care of him? Who feeds him? He goes, I take care of him, I feed him, I give him money, I make sure I give him food. He went to the brother, he told him, what do you think you're doing? Why are you doing this? He goes, oh Imam, I want to be like you. Imam tells him, and who's feeding you? He goes, my brother. He goes, who's taking care of you? My brother. But Imam, I worship day and night. You know what the Imam told him? Your brother is better than you. Your brother is better than you. See, we think taqwa is a negative program. Meaning, it's a program of don't do, not to do, stay away. Taqwa is not that. Taqwa is an engagement, thank you. Taqwa is a positive engagement. You are not a muttaqi if you only stay in your home and pray and not talk to people. Go out to the market and buy and sell with people. Go to your relatives and talk to them. Engage with your children and talk to them. Take care of your wife and talk to her. Because if you just stay home and pray and not go out and interact, there is no way you're going to commit a sin. The sins, you cannot refrain away from it. You're not being tested. Taqwa is when you're tested. When the haram is looking at you and you look back at the haram and the shaitan comes and tells you, come on, do it. It is okay. God will not do it. It's alright. God is not looking at you. Day of judgment? No day of judgment. It's okay. And then, here is where taqwa comes in. Taqwa tells you, no, this is haram. This is haram. Allah said not to do it. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ Allah says in the Holy Quran that you have two angels, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ honorable, prescribing, writing down. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ They know whatever you're doing. Taqwa is when you go to the market, you apply taqwa. Taqwa when you go to home, you apply taqwa. Taqwa is when you're with people, you apply taqwa. Therefore, brothers, We need to understand that taqwa is self-discipline. Understanding and knowing when to say no. And say this is haram or this is halal. Taqwa is being able to refrain from the haram. Piety is an engagement with the world. It's not refraining away from the world. Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of this life. You need to take a share of this life. You need to live your life. How are you going to be tested if you don't live your life? We need to know how to live our lives. We need to know how to interact with people properly. Now when you perform taqwa and apply taqwa, there are fruits. There are good things that you get out of taqwa. What are they? You know the first thing that you can get out of taqwa is get the first level of infallibility. Infallibility is to be cleaned of sins. You think only the Imams or the Prophets عليهم السلام are infallible? We, by performing taqwa, can be on the first step of taqwa. First step. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا.
He's addressing who? Those who believe.
إن تتقوا الله.
If you are pious towards Allah, what happens?
يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم.
Allah says He will grant you a distinction and do away with your sins and He will forgive you. He will drop your sins once you perform taqwa.
وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ.
And Allah the Almighty is the Lord of mighty grace. So, knowing taqwa, applying taqwa, gets you to be on the first level of infallibility. عن الإمام جعفر عن الإمام أبي جعفر الباقر عليه السلام he says that a man can be closer to Allah and Allah will be his own eyes, his own hands. By the grace of Allah, he will see through the power, through the mercy of Allah. He will act through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah will love him as he loves Allah. When? Once he's pious towards Allah. And if, brothers and sisters, if we are guided by Allah, we're taken care by Allah, we're certainly establishing that first level of infallibility. Now, not only that, there's another benefit, another good thing you get out of being muttaqi, out of being pious. He says, Allah,
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا.
And if it was Ahlul Qura, the people of the villages, of the towns, had believed and became pious,
لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ.
We've opened the blessings from the heavens on them.
وَالْأَرْضِ
and the earth. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to give us more and more. We need to direct ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. When we deal with Allah Azza wa Jal that way, when we talk to Allah Azza wa Jal on the basis of taqwa, when we keep taqwa in our transactions, Allah guides us. Allah shows us the path. Many times we become forgetful of taqwa. Allah says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
O you who believe, be pious.
وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ.
And every soul should be aware of what it has prepared for the day of judgment.
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
And be pious towards Allah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
God knows everything you do. And here is the most important part. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says,
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ.
Don't be like those who forgot Allah. What happened to them? They forget themselves. They forget themselves. When we forget ourselves, what happens to us? We get indulged, involved in this life. We forget about Allah. We forget about the day of judgment. We forget why we are here. Taqwa is important. Remembering Allah is important. It is the heart of taqwa. The month of Ramadan is like a mountain. You know, the mountain goes up and then comes down. The peak, the top of the mountain is the night of power. The top of the mountain is what? The night of power. We pray, we fast, we try to perform taqwa in everything we do. So on the night of power, we attain forgiveness and we seek repentance, at tawbah. But does it stop at the night of power? No. You still have to come down from the mountain and continue the journey. Taqwa is everything, everywhere. Allah says in many verses of the Holy Quran that people attain taqwa and He guides them. Don't you want to be guided by Allah? Don't you want to be shown the way by Allah? Therefore, you need to attain taqwa. Some people say, you know, we fast, we pray, but we have hardships in life. Here is a very important concept. They ask, why does Allah not reward us in this life? You know, I work so hard, I do so many things towards Allah, but I lose my business. I'm not having a good year. I cannot get married. I don't pass my exams. Why? I did not get the college I want. The teacher is failing me. But I have been fasting, I have been praying on time. The mu'mineen, the believers, brothers and sisters, the believers, they do not see their life only in this world. Their life extends to the hereafter. There is life after death. Therefore, the reward doesn't necessarily have to be in this life. It could be in the hereafter.
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ.
They believe in the unseen. That is why everything you do in this life is about how you invest your time. Inshallah, in coming up lectures, I will talk about time. Your time is the most important thing you have. In the US, I mentioned it earlier today, in the US we say time is money. No, wrong. Time is reward or punishment. Are you getting this? Time is reward or punishment. You either spend it right or spend it wrong. Time is your investment. Time, when it passes by, it doesn't come back again. You lost it. Time is the investment you have in this life. How do you invest it? This is your business. And you're the trader, you're the merchant. How do you invest your time? Have you ever asked yourself, how am I investing my time? Have you ever asked yourself, what have I been doing with my time? What am I doing for my future? Not only what have I done with my past. Time is all you have. If you do not use it right, you will lose. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in this month, he describes to us. This is the month where we can invest properly. Don't let 1 second wasted. 1 second, and yes, we will talk about time management. Yes, we will talk about investing our time. We will talk about seeing our future as we look at our past. We build our foundation on the past to build our hopes of the future. A mu'min, a believer, looks to the back and sees his past, looks to the future and has hope. And the Holy Prophet tells us, describes to us how important that we invest our time. Ayyuhannas, inna abwaab al-jinan fi hadha al-shahri mufattaha. The gates of heaven are open. So invest your time. فَسَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Ask your Lord Allah that He does not shut it before you. وَأَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ مُغَلَّقًا. And the gates of hell are shut. فَسَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. And ask your Lord that He does not open the gates of hell on you. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ مَغْلُولَ. And the devils are chained. فَسَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. So ask your Lord that He does not release those devils on you. الإمام علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام was sitting in the council when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was giving the speech about the month of Ramadan. The Imam asked the Prophet, he told him, O Prophet, ما أفضل الأعمال في هذا الشهر. What is the best thing to do in this month? The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he told him, أفضل الأعمال في هذا الشهر, the best thing you can do in this month, الورع عن محارم الله, to restrain yourself from what Allah has prohibited you to do. But then Prophet Muhammad looked at Imam Ali and he started shedding the tears and crying. Imam Ali looked at Prophet Muhammad, he told him, Ya Rasul Allah, why is it you cry? قال له, يا علي, يا علي, أبكي, أبكي, أبكي لما يستحل منك في هذا الشهر. I cry and shed the tears for what will happen to you in this month. كأني بك وأنت تصلي لربك في هذا الشهر. Is it as if you're praying in this month? You're praying to your Lord. وقد انبعث أشقى الأولين. And the most wicked person has came out to do what? فضربك ضربتان على قرنك فقضب منها لحيتك. And he puts the dagger on your neck, O Imam Ali, and the blood is shed, and your blood is shed on your beard. The Imam alayhi salam asked the Prophet, look at the Holy Imam. What did he ask Prophet Muhammad? He told him, Ya Rasul Allah, وَذَلِكَ فِي سَلَامَةٍ مِّن دِينِي. He asked him, is that with my religion being safeguarded? Is that with me okay with my religion? He told him, نَعَمْ فِي سَلَامَةٍ فِي دِينِكَ. Yes, Ya Ali, yes, you'll be safeguarded with your religion. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told Imam Ali and told the Muslims for everyone to hear him, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, من قتلك فقد قتلني. Whoever kills you has killed me. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, من أبغضني فقد من أبغضك فقد أبغضني. Whoever hated you surely hates me. Ya Ali, من سبك فقد سبني. Whoever swears at you, Ali, swears at me. لأنك مني كنفسي. Because you are to me like my soul. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. Allahumma, we ask you forgiveness, Ya Allah, in this holy month, Ya Allah. Allahumma, we ask you guidance to the path of Allah, through the guidance of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا حتى تسكنه أرضك الطوى وتمتعه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على رسول الله محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. الفاتحة.